Weeks after former President Donald Trump received a guilty verdict in New York, President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was convicted on federal charges for lying about his drug addiction when purchasing a handgun. How will it affect the race for president here in Pennsylvania? WHYY political reporter Carmen Russell-Sluchansky looks for the answer and filed this report.
Republican politicians in Pennsylvania have largely been silent. On social media, Donald Trump posted it was a distraction from what he says are the Biden family's real crimes. Christopher Borick, director of the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion, told WHYY News it probably won't ultimately mean much for the election.
The idea that the president's son's legal problems would have a major impact on voters' preferences in the race seems quite limited.
Joe Biden ruled out a presidential pardon for his son, blunting Trump's charge that the justice system is rigged. However, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre did not rule out a commutation, which Borick said would be a big mistake politically.
If the president were to intervene in any way with a commuting of a sentence or a pardon, I think there would be political repercussions and just absolutely feed into the case that former President Trump likes to make.
Biden is facing up to 25 years in prison, but many first-time offenders avoid jail time altogether. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.